This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. 15 minutes. Let's see. How much good can we do in 15 minutes? Well, we're going to hear, where are we at here today? We are in part two of a sermon I preached, a couple months ago now at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled Faith Without Works. We're in James chapter 2, started it yesterday. To hear yesterday's program, you can go to WGODradio.com. Click on the link. This is prior broadcasts, and you'll see it on there. If you scroll down, you'll find that sermon, Faith Without Works. Otherwise, this is part two, probably of three parts, maybe four parts. It's about a 35-minute long sermon. It's a look at how faith without works is dead. Then the King James says, being alone. Is your faith all alone, or does your faith have works? Like a little puppy dog accompanying your faith. That's what we're looking at. James says a faith that doesn't have any works is useless or vain and is good for nothing. So prior to getting started on that, I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We are in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. We're going to be looking at what happened where we left off with the Lord Jesus reading from Isaiah 61 in the temple, and then when he said, today, the scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, they went to kill him for saying that. That's where we're going to pick it up here tonight, 6 to around 7 or 7:15. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Now, here is part two of the message, Faith Without Works.
Look at faith and works as identical twins. Here's the revelation God gave me this morning. You ready for this? Look at faith and works as Siamese twins. Siamese twins. Not identical twins, Siamese twins. Think about that as we go forward. Even so, faith, if it has not works, it's like your faith and your Siamese twin stuck to you, joined at the hip, is your works. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead. If you're not doing something for Jesus Christ, then your faith is dead. And to be honest, it's about good for nothing. I was thinking of another example of faith without works is dead. Yesterday's walk for Bibles. Faith says, that walk for Bibles, for those that might not know, there was a fundraiser going on here at the Seafarers Ministry. They're raising $37,000 to buy Bibles in everyone's language because God shovels people from all over the world to this ministry up the street here. Okay? Faith says, I support the Walk for Bibles, and it's a noble thing to help the needy have a Bible in their own language. Now, that is a true statement. But works says, let me put some sneakers on. That's the difference. Work says, let me get out my checkbook and put my money where my mouth is and where my faith is. Work says, I can't walk that far, neither do I have the money. But works shows up at the finish line with a bottle of Zephyr Hills. Certainly you can do that. It's a dollar, right? Faith without works is dead. That's a good example. Works untiles the roof and drops the quadriplegic down to the Lord Jesus lying on his own bed. Faith says Jesus can heal. Works untiles the roof and lets him down. The two go hand in hand. Even the demons believe. Faith without doing something is meaningless. It's worthless. It's vain. It's good for nothing. Won't get you anywhere. You sitting here and saying, yes, Bibles are good in these languages and not doing anything to help, that statement is useless. But James is saying that that statement or belief, more often than not, is going to be accompanied by works. How can I help? You are joined at the hip with works. It's your Siamese twin. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Starting in verse 14. Matthew 25, verse 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like... Oh no, here we go again. This is the third week in a row now, isn't it? Everywhere we go, this is what we hear the Lord say this. The kingdom of heaven is like... The kingdom of heaven is like... Okay, I'm in the dreaded Matthew chapter 25, starting in verse 14. Dreaded, I call it, because this chapter could be subtitled The Slacker's Nightmare. Matter of fact, in my next Bible translation, which I'll keep for myself, I'm going to put that heading up there. Matthew 25, The Slacker's Nightmare. The kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. To the one he gave 5 talents. To another, 2, and to another, 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. This parable, church, best describes you and me. Here it is, right here. The kingdom of heaven is like a man, which is Jesus, who has gone away on a long journey with the promise of returning on some unannounced day. And now the Lord has gifted his people, his servants, with various talents. And he has commanded us, his servants, to use the talents he's given us and to make the most of them until he returns or you die and leave this world, whichever comes first. And the Lord knows what your talents are. And what your capabilities are, because he's given them to you. And that is what the kingdom of heaven is like. The master is gone. His people are doing business until he returns. Now let's see what these people in the parable did with their talents. It's a perfect double meaning for this word, right? I mean, a talent was 75 pounds. I think in Roman lingo, it was 90 pounds. But a talent, money, or a gift. Let's see what happened here. So this is verse 16, Matthew 25, 16. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. Likewise, he who had received the 2 talents gained 2 more also. But he who had received the 1 went and dug into the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look. I love that. Look, this is like a little kid. Remember when your dad used to pull home in the driveway and you had done something and you couldn't wait to show him? Or your mother? I remember all the times I did something bad and I'd hate to see that Oldsmobile 98 come pulling into the driveway. But for the good things, maybe you built something really cool. And your dad comes home and you say, look, that's the, I see, that is the response of these guys here. Look is in the imperative. Behold is the same Greek word here. Edu, behold, look, dad, look what I did. You gave me 5, here's 5 more. Verse 21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful. There's a second time on that. You were faithful. Notice he didn't call him profitable. He said he was faithful. You notice that? You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I've gained 2 more beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. Notice that even though what the second person did with his talents was less than the first one, he received the same commendation. Well done, good and faithful servant. You see, he did the best that he could with what he had. That's all that's required of you, is to do the best that you can with what you have. By the way, do you long to hear those words when you stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ? Well done. So be faithful with what you have, friends and church family. Be faithful with what you have. Be faithful with your talents. Be faithful with what's been given to you. And you will hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. Now, lastly, is the person who has faith but no works. Verse 24. Notice how he makes excuses. Then he who had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you had not scattered seed, and I was afraid. You're lying. You're not afraid. Don't even lay that on me. You're lying. He would have made more than all the other ones if he was afraid, because he would have done all that out of fear. He's lying. I was afraid, so I went and I hid your money into the ground. Look, you have what is.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.